angels waging war in the unseen realm. Global events fulfilling biblical prophecy. Eternal life. What lies beyond mortality? From analyzing the paranormal from a biblical worldview to the discussion of cutting-edge science and technology, conspiracy, discovery, special investigative reports. Unafraid to explore the challenging issues facing humanity, welcome to another edition of Skywatch TV.
The transhumanist movement is offering a false salvation, an artificial upgrade into a regenerated body. What are the implications of putting your trust in technology instead of the gospel? Welcome to Skywatch TV. I'm Derek Gilbert. Joining me on the panel, two of the featured speakers at the upcoming conference, Transhumanism and the Hybrid Age, coming to Branson, Missouri, September 14th through the 16th. More information about the conference and how you can see it, even if you can't travel, coming up in just a moment. Joining us, the science advisor for Skywatch TV, my best friend, person with a degree in molecular biology and the author of the Red Wing Saga, Sharon K. Gilbert.
Hi, sweetie.
And from Gen 6 Productions, the producers of this conference, Timothy Almarino. Tim, welcome back.
I'm back.
Artificial intelligence, this is something that has been described as an existential threat to humanity by experts in the field, leading technologists. For example, Elon Musk of Tesla Motors, SpaceX, says that trying to create an artificial superintelligence is literally summoning the demon. Those are his words. Mm-hmm. And yet we're pursuing it anyway, because if we don't get there first, the Chinese or the Russians will, and then we're really in trouble. Artificial intelligence, what are your thoughts? Is it really this big a threat?
Well, let's look at that. We're talking about strong artificial intelligence.
Yes.
Well, let's look at the threat that weak artificial intelligence is already to society.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Google. Facebook, mm-hmm. running amok in society, mm-hmm. controlling politics, already involved in extreme censorship mm-hmm. of people like us. That's weak artificial intelligence. Those are algorithms, but it's a form of artificial mm-hmm. intelligence. It's the first stage in the evolution mm-hmm. of artificial intelligence, and look what they're already doing mm-hmm. with mm-hmm. it. They're using it to censor us, to shut us up, to drive certain political narratives, to drive other narratives mm-hmm. out of the political sphere, out of the societal sphere. And we already see the dangers here with weak artificial intelligence. So we can only imagine mm-hmm. what strong artificial intelligence will be like.
Well, we're helping to create it, because by volunteering your information on these social media sites, you are training this infant mm-hmm. AI, these infant AIs, and they're learning to recognize who we are, not only by our faces, but by our walk, by what we say, mm-hmm. by the way we say it. They are controlling what we think, because every social media account is curated. That means it's like a librarian that comes up and says, oh no, you want to see these books.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You want to see this on your wall. You want to see this information. You want to see these news articles. You want to see these pictures. Oh, by the way, let me shape these pictures for you. Let me make sure that you understand the world runs this way. Mm-hmm. Now, get involved in this this big campaign. Get involved in this wonderful idea. Hashtag this.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Suddenly we are virtue signaling because an algorithm told us to.
Yeah. The thing that's frightening to me is that one of the featured speakers at the conference, Dr. Hugo de Garis, was a leading researcher at the Artificial Brain Institute at the Xiamen University in China, if I pronounce mm-hmm. the name correctly.
I think it is Xiamen.
And he said that the reason he quit his position there was because he realized he was no longer doing science. He was doing great engineering, but no longer doing science. In other words, the artificial intelligences that are being constructed, the neural networks that power AI, to the researchers themselves who are building these things, are black boxes. And mm-hmm. what goes on inside these black boxes, they haven't got a clue. All they know is they put in data and output comes out, and they tweak the data until they get the results they want. But they really don't know what's happening inside these black boxes.
They don't, but Sharon made a really good point in that this, it's like we're all training the infant, mm-hmm. artificial mind already. And the knowledge that the weak artificial intelligent mind is accruing from all of our activity online. By the way, we're all now subject to blackmail because of this artificial intelligence mm-hmm. that knows every detail about our lives, everything mm-hmm. we say in private being recorded on our phones and so forth. Mm-hmm. That in and of itself is very scary. Mm-hmm. But this weak artificial intelligence, this infant, this is the mind that's going to be implanted into the machines that are coming. And this mind is already learning conservative bad, Christian mm-hmm. bad, Trump supporter bad, and so forth. Mm-hmm. This is what the engineers, these gigantic tyrannical tech companies, never in the history of humanity has there been more power invested in institutions than is invested now in the tech companies mm-hmm. of the United States and globally. Google and Facebook and so on, and the backdoor deals that are going on with the intelligence community and the building of weak artificial intelligence leading to strong artificial intelligence that is being taught, instructed right now to hate us.
Yes.
I mean, that's what's happening. Mm-hmm. It's learning about, because of the bias, there's a bent. So not only is the artificial intelligence growing up right now like a toddler, like you said, that toddler is being taught to hate us.
Mm-hmm. And eventually that toddler will decide that we're useless.
Yes.
It no longer needs us. If it can figure out a way to make sure that it has an endless supply of electricity, it will be just like that short story.
I have no mouth and I must scream.
Oh, it's a horrifying
Harlan
story.
Harlan Ellison, yes.
Yes.
Or like Skynet in the Terminator series.
It will eventually take us down.
Yeah. So how does this relate, though, to transhumanism, the idea that humanity needs to transition from being human into post-human? Where does artificial intelligence fit into this picture?
It's part of the GRIN technologies. These are the most powerful and rapidly evolving technologies that are going to lead to the fundamental transformation of the human race on planet Earth. We're talking about genetics, robotics, artificial intelligence, and nanotechnology, and I would throw in cybernetics mm-hmm. yep. into that mix. And these technologies are strategically converging, strategically, not necessarily because of human agencies. I think we're dealing with some non-human agencies that are directing this evolution of the human race for very nefarious purposes. But these technologies are now, right now, these streams are converging to do what? To create the post-human apotheosis. Mm-hmm. That's what this game's about. It's about apotheosis, the glorification of man becoming like God, no longer being human. The implications there are extreme. I'm in the process of writing a book right now called Alien Armageddon, where I flesh out some of these ideas. But we are headed for the Armageddon, the apocalyptic scenario that is accurately depicted in the scriptures, mm-hmm. and most people don't realize that even though it's not apparent on the surface, if you dig into the prophecies in Daniel, the prophecies mm-hmm. in the book of Revelation, that all of this it you can trace the path of where all of this mm-hmm. is going, and you can trace it all the way from the book of Genesis, from the garden, that you shall be like gods. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And humanity no longer has the capacity to perceive the totality of reality. I believe that the totality of created order that Adam could perceive. We've lost all of these capabilities. We've degenerated from Adam. Our progenitors were not stupid Neanderthals. These were exceptionally bright mm-hmm. people in the pre-flood world. Mm-hmm. Exceptionally bright people. They were strong. They were robust. There were very few genetic mutations in their genomes. Mm-hmm. That's why they lived so long. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's our heritage as the human race.
Yes.
Is Adam and Seth and so on. And it's a glorious inheritance that's been reversed because of evolution. For evolution, it's Neanderthalic.
But there was an incursion long ago, an attempt long ago to do what's being done now.
Yes, and the point is, we want to be Adam again. I think every human being intrinsically wants to be Adam. Mm-hmm. Because he is the prototypical human, created by God to be what he is. And we all want restoration, rectification. None of us like to be weak, pathetic specimens of the human race. We want to be the echelon. We want to be Adam. So, how do we become Adam in Christ, the second Adam? How does that get rebooted for the human race? It's in the cross of Christ. It's in the resurrection. But if you reject the gospel, there's only one way to become like Adam, and that is to evolve out of him and to become post-human.
Well said. Hmm. And our children are being programmed to desire that as well, not to become Adam, but to become Superman.
Yeah.
That's right.
To become Thor, to become any of the gods that are in these comic books and films.
To reject Adam and to reject the rectification of Adam's condition, sin and death, the second Adam, to reject Christ.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we're seeing the programming in Hollywood films, in Saturday morning cartoons. Mm-hmm. Well, not Saturday morning cartoons anymore, but cartoons aimed at children. We were watching one the other day that's just startling in the occult imagery and messaging that's being
given
to our kids.
Oh, yes. In fact, Cthulhu was in it.
Yeah.
In the cartoon.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
So it's a message that's being delivered to us through a variety of ways. The rejection of God, the substitution of science as the only tool mm-hmm. for finding truth. But this applies to, and I can see where some of the real activists in this movement, some of whom are big supporters of President Trump, for example, Peter Thiel. Mm-hmm. Who's a leading technologist, mm-hmm. one of the earliest investors in PayPal, Facebook, and so forth, Palantir, other technologies that are really kind of
which is
creepy.
A seeing stone.
Yeah, exactly. But they want to correct problems with the world around us, but they want to do it without God. Not only the physical issues that we have, but justice issues. A gentleman that I've interviewed, I know Josh Peck has interviewed as well, Zoltan Istvan, mm-hmm. who ran for president on the Transhumanist Party candidate, tour bus looked like a giant coffin. He's running for California governor now. What a platform, vote for me, live forever. He's an admitted atheist, but he believes that somehow this idea that transforming out of being human will level the playing field and we will have a fair and equitable society for all people.
Yes.
What's your view on this? How do we define justice if we're turning us all into computer AI enhanced cyborgs?
This is Friedrich Nietzsche. This is Nietzschean philosophy. That's what the transhumanist philosophy is. It's Friedrich Nietzsche. Mm-hmm. It's Nietzschean philosophy mixed, by the way, with the Thelemic doctrine. Do what thou wilt. Mm-hmm. Mm. So you have God is
which,
dead.
By the way, showed up in one of these kids' cartoons I was watching online the other day.
Yes.
Character actually said, do as thou wilt.
What is the doctrine of transhumanism? The doctrine of transhumanism is God is dead, do what thou wilt. Mm-hmm. It is apotheosis. And so the Nietzschean philosophy is the will to power. This is part of the Nietzschean philosophy. The will to power, mankind must decide to better itself and to break the shackles of morality, mm-hmm. to define his own morality. Hmm. I will define what is good and evil. I will no longer be constrained by the morals set forth and certainly not in the Christian doctrine, and that's where the main thrust is against the doctrine of Scripture. To free humanity from this scriptural idea of good and evil, what we can and can't do. So there's not only a physical evolution here, there's a moral evolution. And the moral evolution is I want to be freed from the law of God. I want to be free from the morals set forth in the Scriptures. So what is the morality of the overman, which is the Superman, the master race,
the
post-human? What is the morality? The morality is immorality. What mm-hmm. is the law? The law is lawlessness. Mm-hmm. The man of mm-hmm. lawlessness is coming, and he's going to be leading a lawless society and a lawless species against God. It's Psalm 2.
It's ironic because there's a move away from a binary world. You're either saved or not saved, yes or no, right or wrong, good and evil. Male and female, but there's a movement towards this idea of everything's a spectrum. Well, the irony there is because there's this concomitant belief that we are living in a simulation. You are programmed to act the way you do, therefore nothing you do is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
That's binary. Yes.
You define
programming
your own morality.
Is binary.
Yeah, exactly. Bits and bytes.
Yes.
So if you've been programmed by an artificial intelligence who's doing history surveys to figure out what happened when mankind died, that's what some believe. They literally believe we are in a computer program.
Yeah, mm-hmm. distant ancestors, or descendants rather, are running an ancestor mm-hmm. simulation,
yes.
and we're just ghosts in the machine.
Yes.
The irony of all this, and you talk, is... the recent interview I did with William Ramsey talking about chaos magic, and we talked about this on Sci Friday a few weeks ago, the idea that nothing really matters, so do as thou wilt, because it's all just a great big joke.
It's the whole of the law.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all just a great big joke.
It's the same phrase, it's all good. It's the same statement.
Right. Right.
I've never liked that statement.
No, and I can see why. And that's the that's the reason that this smiley face symbol keeps showing up as among those who practice chaos magic. Mm-hmm. And, of course, William Ramsey's documentary about the smiley face killers, which he believes is tied to this occult practice. I think it's not, you know, we're just laughing because it's all a great big joke. I think it's the joke of the powers and principalities that are luring people into this belief system that somehow you can create a system to control chaos. I mean, if you've got a system, it's not chaos anymore, right? I mean, the joke is on the people who are doing who have fallen into this mm-hmm. occult system.
That makes no sense at all. Well, we need to take a break, don't we?
We do, and when we come back, we'll tell you how you can take part in the Transhumanism in the Hybrid Age Conference coming to Branson, Missouri, September 14th through the 16th, even if you can't travel. Find out how next.
For nearly 20 years, Dr. Thomas R. Horn has warned of a coming transhuman hybrid age. It has finally arrived. And now, Zygon, the celebrated peer-reviewed Journal of Religion and Science, has published a thesis by a professor of religion and philosophy at the University of London, identifying Dr. Horn and his team from Skywatch TV and Defender Publishing as the leaders of the transhuman resistance. But what is transhumanism, and why are academics and leading futurists worldwide suddenly so concerned with Horn's milieu? Hold on to your seat, as all will be disclosed this April. The Milieu. Welcome to the Transhuman Resistance. The world's top academics and futurists are identifying Dr. Thomas Horn and his milieu as the leaders of the transhuman resistance. But what is Horn and his team of researchers getting ready to expose about the rapidly approaching hybrid age that has top-level professors so alarmed? All is revealed in the new Milieu Hyper Collection. When you order the Milieu from Skywatch TV, you'll also receive the brand new full-length documentary film, The Last Religion, featuring over a dozen theologians, including Chuck Missler, Gary Stearman, L.A. Marzulli, Joel Richardson, and more on the subject of artificial intelligence, virtual reality, and the unfolding of the last days. This cutting-edge work was 30 years in the making and is being called the prophecy film for millennials. Also included is the never-before-released audio series The Hybrid Age, featuring Dr. Thomas Horn and legendary radio personality Steve Quayle. This amazing audio series is nearly 5 hours in length and discusses the game-changing genetic advances scientists are making now. Plus, you'll also receive the two-time Telly Award-winning documentary, Inhuman, featuring members of the U.S. President's Council on Bioethics, top transhumanists, and world-renowned theologians discussing how thousands of government and private research facilities around the world are already working to rewrite what it means to be human. But that's not all. With every Milieu Hyper Collection, we're also giving away a surprise package with a retail value of $75 in extraordinary overstock products, mystery items that may include books, audio series, music CDs, DVDs, documentary movies, emergency preparedness items, and more. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $160. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So arm yourself for the days ahead with everything you need to know about the coming hybrid age. Get the Milieu Hyper Collection now at SkywatchTVStore.com or by calling 1-844-750-4985.
Welcome back to Skywatch TV. I'm Derek Gilbert, along with Sharon K. Gilbert and Timothy Alberino, two of the featured speakers at the forthcoming conference in Branson, Missouri, Transhumanism in the Hybrid Age, from Gen 6 Productions, Skywatch TV, and InfoWars. It's quite a teaming. Timothy, who's going to be there, and how can people participate even if they can't make it to the conference?
We have Sharon as one of our primary speakers, myself, Steve Quayle, Tom Horn. We have David Knight from InfoWars. We have Hugo de Garis, who's coming from China, one of the leading minds in artificial intelligence. And we have a host of other people who also be there. We have Richard Dolan, who's coming over from the world of ufology. So there's some very interesting connections with...
That's going to be an interesting talk. I'm really looking forward to hearing and meeting him. Yeah.
Yes, a brilliant guy. And we also are doing a... we're going to be doing what I call a next generation roundtable. And it's going to be myself.
Star Trek: The Next Generation.
Star Trek: The Next Generation Roundtable. It's going to be myself. It's going to be Skywatch's own Josh Peck.
Oh, okay.
Also, Justin Fall.
Oh, great.
Fourth Watch Productions. Yeah.
We'll have Gon Shimura on the
roundtable.
So happy to hear.
Yeah, and a couple of other people that we're not announcing yet. Young people. So
I was going to say, this is a very young crowd.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's a good thing. I know.
My generation is without question going to have to face the ramifications of transhumanism.
Right.
If not me and guys like Josh Peck, certainly our children.
Yes.
Without question, Josh's kids, my kids, will be living in the transhumanist hybrid age.
Yeah, and that's why families need to come to this.
That's why families need to come to this. And that's why we're doing a next generation roundtable, because it's going to impact, it's already impacting all of us, but it is absolutely going to impact my kids and Josh's kids and everybody else's kids that are, you know, in their 30s and 40s and below. And there's no question, it is inevitable. And we have to be able to train our children and to direct our children away from the Luciferian agenda.
Amen.
And the lie, the lie from the Garden of Eden, from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to be equipped. And that's why we decided to do this next generation roundtable.
I think that's an excellent idea. You know, I don't feel that old most days, but as Josh Peck is happy to remind me on many occasions, I began my radio career 4 years before he was born. So
those are grounds for firing Josh Peck, I think.
Yeah, yeah. But the one good bit of news, though, is that Josh's daughter, Jackie, is already opted out of the transhumanist movement because she's decided she's going to be a T-Rex. So you don't have to worry about her. She's already...
A wise decision.
She's already good. This is a fantastic idea, because you're right. We do need to see more participation and awareness among younger Christians who I think are being directed by their genuine desire to help people into social causes, which is not a bad thing, because as Christians we are called to help the homeless, the poor, the widowed, the orphaned. That's part of our mission. But our main mission, our prime directive, to use a Star Trek term, is to make disciples of all nations, and that's preach the gospel. And sometimes that gets lost in the drive to advance the cause of social justice. The enemy is very good about diverting us off course by just a degree. But even if you know you're just one degree off, that over a long distance of travel, that one degree means you miss your mark by hundreds of miles.
That's right.
So, I think this is an excellent thing, and I think that's a great idea.
But if you can't make it there in person,
yes,
how do you watch?
We are excited to announce that live streaming of this event is now available.
Excellent.
You can sign up for live streaming on gen6.com.
Yes.
And we're very excited about this. We're going to have a high-definition live streaming feed. It's going to be up during the conference, so you'll be able to watch every speaker live. You'll be able to watch a conference as it happens from the comfort of your home. And by this time, you know, we're almost sold out. There's limited seating at the mansion. We can fit about 3,000 people, and we're almost sold out.
Mm-hmm.
And the expectation, the excitement for these True Legends conferences is amazing. And the electric atmosphere that when you walk into the Mansion Theater. Because the subject matter that we're dealing with, it could not be more relevant, more important to all of us and to the future of humanity, and we take it very seriously. That's why, if you can't join us at the mansion, if you weren't able to get tickets to actually come to the mansion because of the travel expenses, or you couldn't get off the time off of work, or whatever, you can now join us live. Via the internet through our live stream, which will take place directly on our website, gen6.com. It's a very stable, high-definition live stream.
Will it be archived for a while?
I believe so, yes. Yeah, it will be, yes, for sure. I don't know exactly how long, but it will be archived. So you can sign up for the live stream, watch it live, and then you'll have access to it for I don't know how many days mm-hmm. afterwards.
Well, that's really helpful because not everybody can stop and spend a whole day. You know, they may need to yes. sort of have an appointment.
Sure, yes, sure. And give you an opportunity then to invite friends over
yeah.
or maybe, you know, watch this in a church setting yep. with a church group.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And there will be DVDs.
And there will be DVDs, yeah. We'll do the whole thing. And this is truly an unprecedented conference because it's a united front against the Luciferian agenda of transhumanism, and it is a Luciferian agenda.
Yes.
And it's a united front with three factions that are coming together to combat the technocratic elite and their plan for transhumanism. It's Gen 6 Productions, Skywatch TV, and InfoWars. Coming
wow.
together, InfoWars is helping us promote the conference and InfoWars own David Knight.
Mm-hmm.
David Knight is brilliant on the topic of transhumanism mm-hmm. and a very powerful speaker. And we're very honored to have David with us this year. And so, again, this is unprecedented. We are creating a united front against the Luciferian agenda of transhumanism. In every sense of the phrase, we are the resistance.
And you, by watching the live stream or by attending the conference in person, you're going to be one of the few people in your church or in your crowd that actually understands this, because most of the world doesn't even know the term.
No. And most of the pastors that we know, who generally speaking are very intelligent men and women, are so busy with the needs of their flock that they don't have time to do this kind of research, which is why, you know, we're not trying to replace the church mm-hmm. as an entity. We're trying to provide resources and information that the church really needs in this hour.
And this is more than attending a conference. This is more than watching a conference via live streaming. This is more than coming and learning something interesting. And this is a resistance
mm-hmm.
against the technocracy, against the technocratic elite, against this agenda. We are raising a banner. We are taking a stand against it. We're drawing a line in the sand.
Mm-hmm.
We have come together with a unified purpose. This is a strategic alliance. Join the resistance.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can say better.
It's a false gospel. Even if the technology never, ever arrives to cure death, the fact is people are being lured into believing in that and trusting in that as a gospel for salvation instead of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And as the Apostle Paul wrote, if anyone, even an angel like, comes preaching a different gospel, let them be anathema, eternally cursed. The True Legends Conference, Transhumanism and the Hybrid Age, September 14th through the 16th in Branson, Missouri. Be there or watch via the live stream. And we thank you for watching as we keep watch. With Sharon K. Gilbert and Timothy Alberino, I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is Skywatch TV.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.